The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You stop in the middle of the race?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but the leaders probably just go right in their
the
pants,
leaders,
right?
Will you look at me? Am I Ethiopian? Am I Kenyan?
If Jen was winning the Chicago Marathon, you think she's sitting here with us?
No, but I'm saying those guys. Known,
yeah. You got it? Huh? Okay. Fettuccine Alfredo. Time to carbo load. The fettuccine was sitting in my stomach like a rock.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Think about how much faster they're going. You know, like it's taking Jen a little bit longer.
Yes.
To complete that marathon.
What about just whiz in your pants?
No, you still. There are porta potties everywhere.
Don't stop.
No, you don't pee yourself.
You got nothing to worry about. I put Imodium in Toby's coffee before the race. Excellent, Simpsons. Wait, Imodium or Excellent?
I'm making great time. Usually I have to take a bathroom break halfway through a race like this, but not today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Then you got that running down your leg the whole time. It's in your shoes.
It gets in your socks.
Squishy,
yeah.
Squishy. Now you've got blisters. No, come on.
It's just saline.
You just
grow up, Peter Pan.
Finishing that 5K was the hardest thing I have ever had to do. I ate more fettuccine Alfredo and drank less water than I have in my entire life.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
Do you guys remember when Chewy said... And Chewy has said
a lot of good things.
Oh, no.
Do you remember when Chewy said, are you guys at all impressed with the knowledge in my head?
I'm not hitting the sounder because, Gabe, what happened 5 seconds later?
No, we're not. First of all, we're not impressed. And knowledge, although this, like, I had this debate with closest friends, fiance. That,
oh, like people whose intellect you respect.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who think that the same way as Chewy. That knowledge doesn't necessarily have to be correct.
And you really have removed them from your life?
No, he can't. Yeah. He's tied.
I'm kind of linked in at this point.
Yeah. Well, to one of them, but the rest of them are out, right?
Wait a minute. I just peeked.
Ashton's just trying to move up the hierarchy in Gabe's life. You see what's happening here.
It's not wrong.
All right, so where are you going? I'm lost.
So I was thinking yesterday as... things that we have done on this show were being adopted. You could use the word stolen, but we don't want to be aggressive.
No, they're stolen.
1,000,000% stolen.
By other people. So last week we were on the Star Wars Aaron Rodgers train, right? We did a whole show, Chew, you weren't here, which you probably appreciate, on the characters of Star Wars as characters in the Rodgers saga.
I think Chewie would have been on my side. And it would have been nice to have an ally that day instead of just dealing with you two momos by myself.
So yesterday on Scalzo and Bruss, guess what they were doing?
A couple of momos talking about Star Wars.
Talking about space zombies.
Space zombies! Because Aaron Rodgers, of course, has put out the notification, the announcement about the match. It's him and Bryson DeChambeau, friend of show. We all like Bryson DeChambeau, right?
DeChambeau fat, I call him.
What?
You can do better than that, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like you can do better.
Workshop that. You can do way better.
Really?
Yeah.
You have better insults. Yeah, for sure. Trust
versus
me, I know.
Versus Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson. And he put out a video, like an elaborate minute-plus long video of one of the fights from Space Zombies.
I think it was only 30 seconds, but the fact that Jen thinks it's a minute tells you everything you need to know about how she feels about
it's
Space
very
Zombies.
Very long. I was like, do I have to keep watching? I guess I should keep watching. Should I keep watching? Oh, God. Yes, it felt very long. It felt like an eternity. What movie was it from, Gabe? Because I didn't recognize the movie or the fight scene or any of those things.
Yeah, because in order to recognize something, you had to have seen it previously, Jen. That's how recognition works. It was from Return of the Jedi.
Much like knowledge, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. So yes, Return of the Jedi, but that wasn't the shirt he was wearing when he was in
wearing
white.
Empire Strikes Back.
I just assumed maybe it would be a scene from that, but of course it was not. So there's one win in our category.
So
okay?
How does this tie into my incredible knowledge between my ears?
It doesn't, because it doesn't exist.
The knowledge in my ears, or
yes.
Wait, hold on. Today,
the fact that you have knowledge in your ears tells us everything that we need to know.
Spilling out. No, he has so much knowledge, his brain can't contain it. His ears is like the storage facility for the extra knowledge.
Spilling is a different body.
You can
place.
Spill out. I've spilled out of my ears.
So then today on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, they are using our poll about which would you rather have, Aaron Rodgers under center or a Bucks championship. And all I could think was, man, we are smart. We are so smart.
We? I am the smart.
Simpsons.
S-M-R-T.
Is that Simpson?
Yeah, that's Homer.
The best part of that is when he spells it wrong.
Wrong
I feel like
that.
That's something we would do. So I was feeling very proud of our little team here that maybe we're onto something. You know, it's not going to happen very often. I've already kind of lowered my expectations. But for a 24-hour period, we're starting to look pretty brilliant over here.
I think we just kind of fell into it.
That very well may be.
Yes.
But we can control the narrative.
Mean? Hold up.
We can change.
Wow,
hold up. What do you mean it may be? I think Chewie's onto something.
Yes.
There.
Why didn't you play the drop then?
Because I didn't say the correct words to
correct.
Get the drop to play.
Yep. Gabe knows the secret word.
I am very, very careful when it comes to giving you credit because there are certain words in an order of those words I do not want to say.
Well, you're being very disciplined when it comes to that. I've noticed now several times where you've paused,
yep.
rephrased mm-hmm. before you've said it. I think that's impressive.
I think
stuff.
The most amazing thing we do on the show is how we morph into things.
Uh-huh.
Like, how did we morph into Wiz yesterday?
Well, do you want me to tell you?
Not really. I just want to know what the poll
is. Hey, we're back in?
We? No.
The poll that Ashton would not put on the ESPN Milwaukee poll.
Chewie's just going fishing. He's just like, do I really want to recap this?
I'm so intrigued.
I'm fishing.
Let's see. Yesterday we asked, if pee grew hair, would you put it on your head? 58% of people said no, not that desperate. 42% of people said absolutely.
That is still huge.
Seems high.
I don't believe any of those people.
Well, and the reaction on the Twitter poll is that people think that the 58% who say no, they're not that desperate, are lying.
Whoa.
How many people think that, or is it one tweet that now you're just saying?
I know, I'm saying this is a reaction to it. I have a question for you guys, though, because I'm not a dude, and so I don't understand the hair thing. Like, okay. Is hair...
We have breaking news.
Well, what would be the equivalent to a female?
Boobs. I don't know. I guess
well,
I'm guessing.
Would
here.
You rub urine on your boobs if they got huge? Put it
grow.
On the pole. Pull it right
I'm comfortable
now.
So much.
I actually,
you think I actually wasn't going to put hair on the pole yesterday. He's not going to put boobs on the pole today.
Here's the thing, though, guys. All of the things that women do to improve their appearances, 1,000,000%, if you told women that putting pee on their boobs would make them grow, they would do it. 1,000,000%.
Yes. Are we allowed to comment on that?
What? Sure.
I don't feel comfortable commenting
on that.
That
was mostly a question for Gabe.
Comment on boobs?
Comment on if they would put pee on their boobs.
I'm not a woman.
Again, I'm going back to the hair. I don't understand the hair thing. Is hair, like, for men, like, a big deal? Like, it's a, like a... like a.
You know what I think it's
nuisance.
A big deal for? You know what I think it's a big deal for?
Tell me.
Women.
You think women think hair is a big deal? You don't
yes.
think women think bald is sexy?
It's becoming more sexy, I
think. I present
think.
To you Bruce
Good to
Willis.
Know.
When Bruce
right?
Willis was bald, he was very attractive.
I mean, he still is bald.
Telly Savalas. Very attractive.
Don't know who that is.
Big Red. No, not Big Red One. A Dirty Dozen.
You like Telly Savalas?
Yes.
Yeah. He's an attractive man with...
Gabe. No, he's not.
Olive okay. skin?
Yes, he is.
I'm staring at his face right now.
We're taking Ashton's word over an attractive man over mine.
That's correct.
A fair point.
I see how far I've fallen here. I've had one too many bad takes. Now you guys don't believe that I can
one
identify.
One too many?
Several too many
okay.
bad takes. Now you guys don't think I can identify a good-looking man. Okay?
Well, what do you think the percentage of women like baldness? I think it'd be not as small as it used to be.
This is
but
a poll
I
I'm actually
think
interested
it's pretty
in.
Small. No?
See, because I mean, Jen does have a good point about like some guys look good, but like Larry David. You're telling me Larry David wouldn't look better with
okay,
some
good hair?
Okay,
so this is tricky because I find Larry David to be incredibly attractive, but I also think it's because he's funny. Like, I really like his sense of humor. I think his show is brilliant. So I think he's, I would definitely flirt with Larry David.
Let me ask you this, Jen. Have you ever seen the scale for a woman's
but
behind?
But objectively,
the male
no.
scale. You've never seen this or this?
Nope. And he's doing hand signals on the radio.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Have you seen it?
Yes, but this is an audio medium, Chew. This is not visual medium. People can't see what you're doing with your hands.
Well, I want cameras in here eventually. Well,
that still doesn't help out our audience.
Jen, you've never seen the scale when you walk away? It's got to fit within.
He looks like he's making like a horns of a longhorn is what it looks like he's doing.
Yeah, but
he's
it's
got
both
his thumbs
hands.
Together
yeah.
and his fingers out, and then he flips it over.
What's the?
It looks like he's flashing gang signs. If we're being honest, like all of a sudden,
yeah, no, Chewy, you do that. That's for paper football. All right,
which one's for a woman's behind though? Because my fingers are so long that I think it's that one.
No,
I think it's two thumbs together with the fingers.
Are you trying to tell me that my butt is supposed to fit between those fingers? Not mine specifically, but a woman's.
Well, when they walk away, yeah, it's got to fit.
Look at how little that is. That's tiny.
Yeah, but like from a certain distance, depending upon what distance
yeah,
you're at.
It magnifies.
Like they're far away. Yeah. They're really far.
And
yeah.
Here's the other thing, pal. That doesn't work for you. We know your depth perception sucks.
Oh, I thought you meant for my butt.
Definitely doesn't work for your butt.
No.
So anyway, people say they would put pee on their head. And again, it goes back to the cheap thing. I think, listen, the amount of money that women in particular spend on beauty regimens and all kinds of new things. I have a Gua Sha now. Do you guys have any idea what a Gua Sha is?
Isn't that a type of a small hut in Japan?
I thought it was noodles. Like
it's not an island in the South Pacific, okay?
Isn't that some sort of, exotic fruit? Get the Gua Sha seeds out?
Yes, I've heard of that.
It's a technique. It's with a gel.
So you wipe
your face up towards your lymph nodes to try to get excess swelling and get the blood to start moving. So I started Gua Sha-ing like a few months ago. I stopped.
So when you go to bed.
Are you talking about Mike Goucher? That's like an anchor in the Milwaukee area. That's what we're talking about.
You think I'm wiping Mike Goucher on my face?
So
maybe he sold it to you.
When you
know.
Go to bed or you decide to go to bed, is there a protocol you have to go through from a regimen of...
Yeah, a beauty regimen, right? Like, so you wash your face, put a little moisturizer on, maybe a little eye cream on, wake up in the morning, wash your face.
How about floss?
I don't floss. We've already addressed
this. I know. How long is it? What do you do? Brush your teeth?
Brush your teeth and go, all right, time for bed.
Oh,
take out my contacts and
what about
I'm
you?
Ready.
What, you just fall into the bed, right? Done.
I brush almost every night.
That doesn't sound promising.
Well, no, but Thursday night's usually a big night in the Chamorro household. So if Chewy's had a glass of wine or two, I can see him just going, you know what, I'm skipping the teeth brushing tonight. I'm just going to bed.
I get it at night. I really don't understand it in the morning. That's for another day. I don't understand why we brush our teeth in the morning, unless it's strictly for breath.
Well, A, yes. B, like, that's literally...
That's really the most important.
No, it is not.
That's literally the first thing I do in the morning.
In the middle of the night
when you sleep.
You brush your teeth before you go to bed.
You're banking on you having done a really, really, really good job before you go to bed.
We need a dentist to call in. That's what we need.
A dentist about...
To call in and explain to Chewy the difference.
Why you brush your teeth in the morning.
Yeah.
I think it should be a midday thing.
Are you telling us you don't brush your teeth in the morning?
No, I do, because everyone else does.
So you're a follower.
Chewy's been peer pressured into brushing his teeth in the morning.
I didn't think that people could peer pressure Chewy. He's 6'5". What are you now? 280, 290, 300?
Oh, 300?
All right, so it's that kind of show today. All right, gloves are off, Ashy.
300?
I woke up and chose violence. Jason Wilde is next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Man, luckily I've got good news after that, because this week only, my friends at Window Select have free installations. That's right, free installations with Window Select, a local Milwaukee-based company that's proudly serving southern Wisconsin. Your local window company with 5-star reviews, free installations this week, and that's on top of all the great deals that they regularly offer you. Deals like a double lifetime warranty, which is industry-leading. They'll custom manufacture your windows to your home. Plus, you buy one window, you get one free. Make no payments for an entire year. And this week only at Window Select, free installations. You can get your quote today at 262-703-3500 or go to windowselect.com. Again, buy one window, get one free. Make no payments for a year. And this week only, get free installations with Window Select. Make sure you tell them I, Gabe Neitzel, sent you from ESPN.
Ready? Put.
All Packers, all the time.
He didn't commit to anything. He did not confirm or deny that he asked for a trade. It wasn't just about what he said, but about what he didn't say.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts were.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There is no doubt that that subtlety was absolutely on purpose.
Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you.
Jason Wilde could cut out some time for us today. Jason, now that you're a big star and you did KJZ this morning, we just assumed you were going to give us a rain check. So we really appreciate you still, you know, coming on our show.
Give me a break, Jennifer.
Did you know that, I mean, because Jason also got cut off today, because that's a hard out at the top of the hour, Jason. So Jen saying cut out, I thought that was pretty clever.
Well, yeah, I offered to do 6:30. That wouldn't have been a problem then. I just feel so misunderstood.
Really?
They first of all, they stole your poll question. They did a whole segment on it, apparently.
It's been a common theme recently.
Yes. Well, Jason, we just so you know, and this should surprise no one, we have been gloating about that for the last 15 minutes, just how smart we are.
That does not surprise me. It's a great poll question, but not for me. Like, I'm not a fan. I'll be happy for Dan Smiechek and Craig Karmazin and all the people that I know that care deeply about the Bucks, Dr. Margolis, but I don't care. Like, you can ask me that poll question. The answer for me is, I think they're going to suck without Aaron Rodgers. And I've covered this team for 25 years, and I grew up in the 70s and 80s. I don't want to cover a team that's fighting to get in the playoffs every year. I'm not interested in finding out if Jordan Love is the next Patrick Mahomes, as some in my industry seem to think. Very few, but some. That's not compelling to me.
But Jason, don't we eventually have to go through it, though? I mean, we don't want to go through it now.
No, truly. You don't. I mean, yes, Aaron Rodgers isn't going to play till he's 50, although Brady might. But I don't think you want to do it sooner than you have to.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And in 2008, they knew what they had in Rodgers. And the difference between that summer and the summer that's coming is they didn't want Brett Favre anymore. And frankly, and this is the amazing thing that Brett accomplished that summer, Brett Favre didn't, I feel like I have to shout this from the mountaintop, but Brett Favre didn't want to play in Green Bay either. He came back to Green Bay to force his way, in his hopes, to Minnesota. Remember, Chili and Bev tampered with him that summer. Like, They didn't want him. He didn't want to come back to the NFL to come back to the Packers. He had gotten a very clear message from them after he sucked in Chicago in the cold and he sucked in the NFC Championship game in the cold that they didn't think he could win anymore in the cold. I mean, the fact that Mike McCarthy said that if he had any guts, which was not the word he used, he would have benched Favre and put Rodgers in the second half of the NFC Championship game, tells you everything you know about where the franchise was on Brett Favre. Could he win games in September and October? Sure, of course. And could he win games indoors? Yeah, we saw how well he played in 2009 when he spent most of the year indoors. But unlike now, where they are repeatedly publicly acknowledging that the heir apparent is got, quote, a long way to go, and the GM and the head coach are both saying that multiple times, this is a totally different scenario than that. And they knew, you know, my favorite story from the transition was Rodgers plays well in Dallas, and John Schneider, who's still one of Ted's lieutenants at the time, is at whatever it is, the holiday party or the Thanksgiving party for the team. And Brady Papinga is there, and Brady tells the story that Schneider's got a couple of adult beverages in him, and he tells Brady that we got our guy. This guy's going to be a great quarterback, and we're ready to move on from Brett. And they were right. I don't hear anybody saying that right now at this point about Jordan Love. Now, could that turn out to be the case in 4 years, 3 years, or even in 2022 if you got another year to learn? Maybe, but the situations are so different, and it's amazing what a great job of being Teflon and messaging Brett Favre did, because Packers fans have turned, or at least some of them, have turned on Rodgers. If he doesn't want to be here, he should get the hell out of here. But they forget that Favre didn't want to be here in 08 either.
Jason, and I wondered why they keep beating this down with the Jordan Love. Hey, he's a long ways away, long ways away. Could this be part of their spin, though? Because this is what I was thinking of. And the part of the spin being them going to Aaron saying, Aaron, we drafted him because we knew it was going to take 4 or 5 years for him to be ready. That's why we did it. We didn't do it because we thought he was going to be able to start in 1 or 2 years. Because if I'm Jordan Love, I'm like, I don't know if I want to. Is that offensive to him?
Yes, right? I mean, the short answer is yes, it should be. It's also probably accurate. I mean, look, I thought he looked better, and this was one step above a jog through what we watched on Tuesday. I thought he looked better, and I thought his footwork looked better, but I don't think you could take any meaningful observations from the OTA practice we attended. I don't know, Chu. I mean, I think Goody, and I always hear Jim Rutledge from our sister station in Madison. I hear his voice, him shouting, you drafted a developmental quarterback in a year you couldn't develop him because of a pandemic. Like, you knew during the draft that the pandemic was here. Now, you maybe didn't know how long it was going to last, but they knew he had a ways to go. He was not, I don't think, going to be ready for this season, even in Goody's mind. I think they wanted him to sit for 2 years and be the guy in 2022. But the fact that the fact they keep saying that he's got a long way to go, maybe there's a little bit of spin toward Rodgers on that. I think they're tamping down expectations in case Rodgers doesn't come back. And they're setting the table for Blake Bortles to be their opening day starter. We told you he's got a long way to go. We're not going to rush him. That's why we got Blake. Blake's taken a team to the AFC Championship game. We have a veteran quarterback that we think we can win with, and we don't have to compromise Jordan's development by putting him in there too soon. He's not ready yet, but we think he's going to be a great quarterback. That's how I view them spinning it.
Jason, so Rodgers, we know Rodgers, why Rodgers isn't at the OTAs. We know why he's upset. And so him leaving $500,000 on the table is not surprising. And it also gets the point across of, hey, I'm willing to leave $500K on the table because this is how mad I am at you. Davante Adams leaving $500K on the table, that's a little more surprising to me. Is he so? Because even sacrificing $500K just to show Rodgers he's got his back, like, I don't know if I would do that for one of my guys. Like, because $500K is a lot of money. Is Devontae? Do we have to be worried about Devontae being upset for some reason?
Yeah, I would love to be able to answer that. Gabe, the fact that not only Devontae wasn't there, but all of the five deep in the depth chart were all not there. And you're telling me that Devin Funchess, who opted out of last year and has, I think, a $50,000 workout bonus, and EQ, who is not guaranteed a roster spot in any way, them not being there, there's not something fishy going on. Now, Tausch made a good point that I didn't think of, and maybe it's because my interactions with the quarterback have still left me pessimistic, but maybe they know that he's coming back for training camp, and they're like, I'm not going to waste my time at practices without him because we're not really going to accomplish much. I don't know. But, you know, Devontae got 4 years, $58 million on his last deal. He does not strike me as a guy who is motivated particularly by money in knowing him as well as I think I do. He did not respond to my text message trying to understand why the wide receivers weren't there. And if it was a coordinated effort, he did not reply. So for now, it's still a beautiful mystery.
That's one way to spin it, but like, I don't know. I'd waste 3 or 4 days for $500K. Like, even if I've signed a $58 million deal, like $500,000, Jason. Even if you have $58 million deal, like that's still a significant chunk of change.
I agree, but I don't get paid $500,000 a year right now, so it seems like a huge number. I mean, Jen, would you show up for that, given what you make?
1,000,000%. 1,000,000%.
Yeah, I really like money.
I think we should be clear on this.
Let's be upfront.
Love money.
Cards on the table.
Jason. I think it's fascinating, Jason. I know a lot of people are paying attention to it. I get text messages from people all over that are like, what is going on? Now the wide receivers aren't showing up, and I just have to send them the emoji with the little shrug person. Shrug. Shrug. Because yeah, like you said, we're not getting a lot of answers.
Clearly, my friends know better because I don't get that text message very much.
Jason, great to chat with you. As always, we'll talk again tomorrow. Maybe there'll be some more developments. Maybe not. The Green Bay's of our lives continues to roll. Have a great one.
Chewy, great question to wrap things up there. Nice work.
Yeah, Bye, guys. Really good. We had to cut him off. We have a heart out.
I'm used to that now this morning.
Hey, guys, you know, I've talked about my friends over at Culligan Water of Waukesha and just how prevalent Culligan Water now is in my life. Obviously, we have Culligan Water at our house, but we also have it here at Radio City. It's in our break room. It's in our broadcast office. When my water bottle here full of ice water runs dry, I just walk around the corner, fill it up with a little Culligan water. In our coffee machine here, guess what it is? Culligan Water of Waukesha. And you've probably been listening and hearing me talk about this and going, wow, Jen is super excited about water. Yeah, because it's not just about the water that Culligan Water of Waukesha provides. It's about the services they provide as well. The other day I started to notice, hey, I think our brine tank is getting low. Water's starting to get a little, you know, not so great. What happens? Culligan Water of Waukesha shows up on our doorstep the next day. They knew that we were running low on salt, and they came and filled up our tanks for us. That's the kind of service you get when you partner with Culligan Water of Waukesha. If you're looking to improve your water journey, I got just the place to start. CulliganSafeWater.com. Did you write it down? CulliganSafeWater.com. That's where you can talk to my friend Joe and his team. They're super friendly. They have an absolute wealth of knowledge. And it's actually real knowledge, not the chewy kind of knowledge where you don't know if it's right or not. It's real, actual knowledge. You can be a part of the Culligan family. Just head over to CulliganSafeWater.com. It's CulliganSafeWater.com. And tell them Jen sent you.
You're going to let her keep throwing you under the bus?
I'm on break.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
On Water Street, it says no shoes, no service, and I believe he took his shoes off on Water Street at some point.
An advice of counsel, I am going to plead the fifth.
That is the first time ever you have taken counsel's advice, by the way. Okay, I've been trying to get you to take counsel's advice for months.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Jason Wilde on the program. You can, of course, hear him and his buddy Tausch right after us on ESPN Wisconsin. on Wilde and Tausch. So we were just looking up all of the roster bonuses for these guys because we know that Davante Adams has a $500,000 workout bonus. We also know that EQ does not, we said. MVS does not. Lazard does not. But Devin Funchess does. He has a $50,000 workout bonus that he basically forgoes. What would you say there?
So you just missed one
decided
day and
he
it's
didn't
gone?
Want the money.
There you go. But if you had to say it, would it be
forgot?
Forgot. Like the show. I forgot. Mercedes Lewis, for people who are asking, well, why is Mercedes Lewis there? Well, he has a $50,000 workout bonus. Perhaps that was too much for him to put on the table to not show up to voluntary OTAs. Robert Tonyan, another person mentioned, does not have a workout bonus, according to the internet. I'm starting to feel bad for Jordan Love.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel like this is a guy who was thrust into a situation that, look, Rodgers came out the other day and said, I love Jordan Love. You know, he's a great kid, have a lot of fun working out with him, working with him in the room. But he shows up to voluntary OTAs. Now, whether or not Rodgers was going to be there or not, let's say he gets wind that Rodgers isn't going to be there. Cool. I'm going to get some more reps, right? Now the wide receivers aren't there. You're trying to learn the offense. You're trying to get a feel for the timing of these guys, and you're trying to get better, and you don't have all the pieces to help you get better. Now, it does Jordan Love no good to get angry. I'm going to say this right now. It does him zero good to get angry about this, right? This is all about how you react to the circumstances you're thrust into. Don't get angry, Jordan Love, but I'm starting to get angry for him.
I just don't, I don't know. What Jason is saying is what they basically were doing was maybe a half a cup bigger than a walkthrough. Like, that's more mental reps for him anyway, right? Like, yeah, maybe the ball's coming off his hand. We've heard reports, ball's coming off his hand pretty good this, you know. But these OTAs, at least the way that they have been treated, I don't think it's that big of a deal for him that Davante Adams isn't there, that MVS isn't there. Now, when the bullets start, once you hit training camp, maybe once you hit some of these mandatory mini camps, maybe that's when these guys start showing up. But for 3-4 days, I don't think it's that big of a deal that he's working with some of the other guys that he's probably going to be get reps with during the season, especially if what Jason just suggested happens and that Blake Bortles ends up being the starter.
No, and with all this talk of he's a long ways away, you'd be surprised how many times a coach or even a GM would come up to you and say, hey, look, I have to say certain things in the paper. Take it with a grain of salt. Don't worry about it. I just have to do it because I have to do it. Don't pay attention to it. You're our guy. Obviously, we want Aaron back, but you're our future. We love you. Blah, blah, blah. And then they go in to the media thing, kind of berate him.
And say,
you know
the thing.
What I mean?
And again, Matt LaFleur has done a great job of walking that fine line of kind of giving information that he still has a long way to go, but also complimenting him, right? It's a compliment ice cream sandwich, as we like to say here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But just imagine, guys, for a moment, if before we all hopped into the studio together, whatever it was, 10 months ago, I said, I got to go in and I got to do some reps. I've never hosted a radio show before, and you guys didn't show up. You're not here. He's not here. He's not here. And I'm over here practicing like, oh, this is going to be great. And I'm sure these guys will have really intelligent thoughts. And I'm sure they'll never derail the conversation. And I'm practicing a certain way. And then all of a sudden I get into this space and it is what it is.
I mean, Jen, Chewy and I did a show for like a year and a half. If you had not listened to any of that, and your expectation is that we were going to be intelligent, we weren't going to derail things, that we were going to stay on topic and focused. That's on you. We had a year and a half of material out there proving otherwise. And if you didn't do your homework,
then screw you.
Well, yeah.
I think that is a very fair point. The information was out there, Jen.
Let me tell you this.
Did you do any research, Jen? No, I did not.
Another sidebar. You know, everyone thinks the function of an agent is to get the player the most money possible. It's not. It's A, babysitting, and B, just listening to players vent. I can't tell you how many times I called my agent, I want out of here, screw them, Holmgren yelled at me today, told me to go sit down, I want out of here.
Is this like every other day?
I mean,
Holmgren yelled at you quite a bit.
He had the greatest line where I actually laughed at him and told him it was a good one, and he was dead, he didn't know how to take it, you know?
What was it?
I dropped a couple footballs
and
in the
game. And
he said? You dropped the next football and I'm moving you to left tackle. And I looked at him and laughed. I go, that was a good one. Because it really was.
But you've also told us that he knew he could get on you because your personality could handle it, right?
Designated yell guy.
Right. So you could handle it. You sloughed it off and you moved on, right?
But you still vent. You still get ticked off.
All that yelling, like, that's got to go somewhere. Like, yeah, you can take it, but you got to vent behind closed doors.
Andy Reid was the best because I would vent to him. I'd be like, screw him. I don't want to play for him anymore. He's like, just relax. Calm down.
I have this theory that Aaron Rodgers and company not showing up to the OTAs, the voluntary OTAs, is their way of being angry about the CBA. The CBA, which they didn't get what they wanted completely right. They were disappointed in the way that it went. They felt that the guys who were making kind of the low end of the salary kind of dictated, and they didn't get what they want. Obviously, we're going to go to an 18-game season at some point. There will be 17 games this year. And I think that it was them being like, you guys tucked that word voluntary in front of workouts, and guess what? We're going to take that option now. Before, we were too scared. He was talking about being scared of Holmgren not showing up to workouts. If he didn't show up, that Holmgren would get on him. I think these guys are going, no. You said voluntary. We're not going to be penalized, and we're not even going to feel bad for not showing up for these workouts because, according to the CBA, it's voluntary.
If these guys don't show up next week, or the week after, excuse me, June 8th, that's the big date because that's mandatory.
Okay, do you think right now Rodgers shows up?
Rodgers doesn't, but the receivers do. And I wanted to ask Jason, because the league has to take notice of what's going on here, because it's almost mutiny-like, right? Let's say they did follow through with it. Let's say the five
bubbling,
receivers
it's
did
bubbling
follow
right
through.
Now because, as Jim pointed out, these are the voluntary. It starts bubbling more to the surface if you don't show up for the mandatory minicamp, and then you may have it on your hands if they don't show up, which, again, I highly doubt. There's only one of these people that's currently not there that I'm willing to bet won't show up for training camp, and that's number 12.
Yeah, but even though Aaron won the MVP last year, from a league standpoint, he doesn't have the most power. I would say Patrick Mahomes has the most power. So what if Patrick Mahomes morphed into what Aaron is doing, and he got a following of players? How would you handle that as a GM? Would you say, hey, good, don't show up. We're not going to pay you. Which is what they should be doing when it comes to negotiating for a new CBA, but they all can't get on the same page. But the league has to take notice of this.
Oh, they're noticing. Trust me. GMs are, if you're not following along with what's happening in Green Bay and you run a franchise in the NFL, you are not doing your due diligence. You are negligent at this point. Because it's just like the point that Gabe keeps leaning on when we talk about the communication in Green Bay and comparing it to what happened down in Chicago when they were getting Justin Fields and they let Andy Dalton know, right? That to me was a clear indicator that they had been paying attention to what was going on in Green Bay, and they were like, look, if we don't learn from the fiasco, from the drama, from the bleep show that's going on up there, then we are negligent. And that's why you call Andy Dalton to let him know that you're drafting Justin Fields. So
Andy
Dalton
signed a one-year contract and been there for not even 3 months.
QB1.
And
QB1.
I don't think that coaches and GMs thought that guys would not show up. I think that the narrative had been out there that we expect you to show up. Yeah, the word voluntary is in the CBA, but nobody ever really paid attention to it. Because, again, you guys love playing football. You love being out here. You love the grass. You love the camaraderie. You love getting better. So they just assumed,
is that true?
Any opportunity
to
do so.
No, that's half of it's true. But most of it.
Do you love the grass? Well, I know you love the grass
camaraderie.
On your lawn.
Yeah, be careful. Hate practice.
Notice who you're asking here. The guy who rolls around on his John Deere for fun.
I actually loved it, though. I love practice, and that's why guys in the locker room hated me. They're like, shut up, Chewy. Don't count the days. Make the days count. I would just grind. Well, you
sounds
guys
like a
know.
Poster.
I love to get under people's skin.
If
we have breaking news.
So, but also back in the day, that was you guys had 2 days. If you're walking through the locker room and I'm dead ass tired and you are going, don't count the days, make the days count, I might beat you with this baseball.
They did. They get so.
Is it because it's super cheesy?
No, it's because I'm an a-hole.
No, but with the phrase specifically.
Yes. It's so incredibly cheesy. And the way that Chewy says it, and he says it with the bleep-eating grin on his face.
Exactly. That's all I'm picturing right now is the grin on his stupid face.
Yeah.
So he knows that when he's saying it, it's annoying me.
See, the worst thing you can do is say something back to me because I'm like, ooh, I got him. Keep digging. Keep digging.
Which reminds me a little bit of the Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau thing that's going on, where both of them are saying, like, great to live in your head rent-free, and then Brooks Koepka sends the
that
video of somebody calling
for the record
DeChambeau Brooksy, and him turning around and going, hey, whoever's calling me Brooksy, you got to get out of here. We got to take a break. I do want to put it on the poll, though, Ashton. I do want to say, because I asked Gabe, and he said an emphatic no. Do you think Rodgers shows up to the June 8th training camp? That's mandatory training camp.
Mandatory minicamp.
Mandatory minicamp. Thank you. I'm wondering where the fans stand on that. If what they've seen so far indicates that this is going to take a turn, or that he's going to hold his ground, keep his feet dug in, and not show up to the mandatory minicamp on June 8th. Chewy,
I know you're a simple guy, and you know, just ticking people off brings you a lot of joy. But for your wife, you have to put in a little bit more effort to make her happy.
I do, and you know what makes her happy? Not having hairy feet. I mean, a happy wife, happy life. That's why we go to the jewelry center.
I hope so for our sake.
Is what?
Is she out of town again this week, so
no,
she doesn't hear this
listening,
and this doesn't come back to her?
She's probably shaving. Let's be honest. Most guys don't have a clue when it comes to jewelry. Gabe just got engaged. He didn't have a clue. He still doesn't have a clue.
True.
But he did the smart thing. Got his engagement ring from the jewelry center. They also do in-house repairs for watches, which I would anticipate some of mine are broken if she is listening to this drop. And the other jewelry, like my Super Bowl ring, when it needs work, I know where I'll be taking it, to the jewelry center. They've got three locations. Stop into Greenfield, Brookfield, and Burlington. And if my wife can't tag along because she's buying razors, she can look through all the many styles of diamonds and other cuts online at tjc.com. I'm living proof. Happy wife, happy life. I am in trouble.
You are going to have to go to the jewelry center
after
the show.
The jewelry center will make it happen in Brookfield, Greenfield, or Burlington, or shop online at tjc.com.
It's going to be a big, big jewel, Chew. Big jewel.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You're looking at 7-9. You're looking at 6-10. I mean, that's what Aaron went through, right?
Yeah, there's always a transitional period.
Yeah. So let's get a little crazy, but let's not get nuts. That should be a song.
On 94.5 ESPN.
In my mind when she's not right there beside me.
Yesterday, what island is Aaron Rodgers on in Hawaii? And I was like, I don't know. It's just Hawaii. He's in Hawaii. I don't know what island he's on. Well, is he on the Big Island?
Well, Hawaii is an island.
Yes, but I, again,
there
did
are,
not know the answer to which island he was on.
Multiple islands.
Can you name them all?
No.
I can't name any of them.
Kauai, Maui, Oahu, Hawaii. There's five, right?
Sure.
There's seven.
I thought there were seven.
There's seven Hawaiian islands?
Yeah.
Kauai, Hawaii, Oahu, Maui. What am I missing?
Isn't there one
three
with an O?
He said Oahu.
Oh, you said Oahu.
Can you name any of the islands? I've never been to Hawaii. I feel like if I had been there, I might be able to name one or two.
Well, so
it's great.
I'm going to die there.
So my sister actually lived in Hawaii for a year. Her and her husband, they did their honeymoon there and decided before they moved back to Wisconsin, they lived in San Diego at this time, that before they moved back, they wanted to live in Hawaii for a year. So they did that.
Mm-hmm.
They lived on the Big Island. So, like, when people would ask me, and Craig did this to me one time, he's like, oh, where in Hawaii are they living? I said, the Big Island. He goes, oh, just the Big Island. Like, he didn't realize that the Big Island is actually, like, the colloquial term for whatever island. I couldn't tell you which one the Big Island is.
Hawaii.
Is that true? One of them is called Hawaii?
Yes.
Yes, and I believe he's correct. That is the one that I have been to. I've double checked. Calm yourself. I'm double checking first.
So hold on. So if that's the Big Island, then what's the second Big Island?
Oahu.
And then the third Big
Island.
Chewy
was right. Holy.
Sorry, just
Chewy was
for
right.
Clarity's sake.
What's the tag word? What are you guys doing? You have a tag word for that now?
Yeah. I can't. If he says it,
I gotta hit it though.
Yeah. The R word.
So weak. So give us the seven, Ashton.
Oh, well, you were going so well. The seven are Oahu, Maui, Hawaii, Kauai, Molokai, Lanai, Niihau, and Kaula'i.
Wait, what's the last one?
Kahului.
Kahului.
Kahului, sorry.
Kahului.
You know, I should know these by heart since I love Hawaii Five-0. It's one of my favorite TV shows of all time.
Do they say the islands?
On Hawaii Five-0, yeah.
Okay. Besides those Hawaii islands, which we didn't know.
Wait, hold up.
What happened?
Ashton just said that Hawaii Five-0 is one of his favorite shows. Like the remake?
Yeah.
With Scott Kahn?
With Scott Kahn. 10 seasons, Gabe. I'm rewatching it right now. It's a great TV show.
You
guys
like
should give
Scott
it a shot.
Kahn. You don't
it
like Scott Kahn?
He's fine.
Alex
but
O'Loughlin.
I don't think he should have had his own show that lasted a decade.
Well, yeah, his dad's James Kahn. That's probably how that happened.
But his dad, James Kahn, actually made two separate appearances throughout the 10 seasons. He made a couple of appearances. Not as his father, just as a separate character. Wow, this is a lot of talk about Hawaii Five-0.
Well, just so you know, I would argue that James Kahn's best role was in the show Vegas, Las Vegas. And I knew you were going to say Elf. I think that you could debate those two. Did you ever see the show Las Vegas?
First of all, James Caan's best appearance is Elf. Godfather.
Yeah. Sonny? Yeah, you're right. Is that with Toto in it?
Toto?
Who's
the dog?
The little guy. No, the midget.
You're thinking of something else. Yeah. Is he thinking of Tattoo?
Is it Tattoo? Is that Hawaii Five-0?
Nope. But it is another island show.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What are you saying?
The one that
What's
was like
the little guy's
Deplane,
name?
Deplane.
Yes.
I know.
Deplane.
This is a generational thing all of a sudden.
You guys are young.
You've never heard the phrase, book 'em, Dano? You never heard that phrase, book 'em, Dano?
Yeah, but that's Hawaii Five-0. Yeah. We're talking about the other one that I can't
Look,
think of the name of right
Ashton,
now.
Ashton, Magnum P.I. blows that show away.
No, it
away.
Doesn't.
That
they
is
also
the
remade,
best.
They remade Magnum P.I. Watch the remake. Sucks.
Is it bad?
It's not good.
Tattoo on Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island. I was close.
What's better, Fantasy Island or Hawaii Five-0?
I'm not even putting it on the poll. It's 100% Hawaii Five-0.
No, it's not. It's Magnum P.I.
Not Skittles.
Knight Rider.
Love both.
Now we're just rattling off things from the 70s and 80s. Great. Chewy.
The Love Boat. That is a great show.